We are learning with Sechas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom few words of Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. Boyi Rav Yishaya. We have a shayla. Rav Yishaya had a shayla like this. Shnei Shoimrim Maushi Yitztarfu. Could two Shoimrim be Mitztarif to Oichel between them Kebeya? Which means over here, we have two things that have a Shoimer. Two pieces, let's say, of two bones. Bones is a shoimer, classic shoimer, has marrow inside it. You have two bones. Each one is half a kebeya, and they're sitting next to each other. And now one become tame, are they one of them? Could I be mitzarev for two shoimerim? Shmuel doesn't really analyze exactly what's the case. I'm ready to jump in the gun and give you a case. So let's see. Shmuel just says the words. Shnei shoimerim shi'itzarev. Shmuel says, hechidami. What is the case of two shoimerim? I already said a case, but Shmuel is not sure what the case is. Hechidami. Maybe it means a shomer al gavi shomer. Could it all be mitzdarif? You have a shomer on top of a shomer, and the question is, could that be mitzdarif? Me, a shomer gavi shomer is such a thing as shomer gavi shomer that works. But now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Maseches Oksin, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shalosh Klipos Abatzel." There are three peels in an onion. Panimi is the inside peel, which is looks like an onion. The Bein Shleima, Bein Kedera, Mitzdarefes. Mitzdarefes to Oichel. Why? Because that you eat. You actually could eat. It's very, very edible. The inside peel, which is white and it looks like the onion, so that even if it's whole or if it's open, either way I can Mitzdaref. Emtzoyis, the middle peel, if it's a Shleima, Mitzdarefes, why has din of a Shomer? Kedura, if it's broken, has holes in it, ain't mitzarefes, because it's not a shomer anymore, because it's not complete. Chitzoina, the outside wrapping on an onion, the only outside one, is a shomer gav a shomer. So there, benkach or benkach toira, either way, it's not mitzaref, it's not called a shomer. And it doesn't transmit to him, it's not a shomer, because it's the outside one, which is not edible, and it's not a shomer, because a shomer al gav a shomer. So the question is, what's your question? Shnei shomer ma'u? Shomer gav a shomer is not mitzaref, we know that. It's the first Mishnah in Maseches Oksin. So the Gemara, I'll tell you the shayla. Rav Yishayimer, Shomer oichel shechalko kemoyalev. Talking about a shomer oichel that you split in half, that's the shayla. Kivin the high lemegan a high, v'high lemegan a high, loy mitzarefes. Oidilma kivin the high megan a day, v'high megan a day mitzarefes. What's the shayla? Zog Rashi. Shomer oichel shechalko. Zog Rashi. Going oichel kebeya. You have a sheer kebeya. V'shomer lo. You have here a orange, and the orange has its peel. The peel is a classic shomer. V'shomer lo. V'chalko. And you cut it in half. Or, oik again, shnei betzalim tanim, that's like the example gave before, two bones. Here's two onions, two small onions. She'ein b'shneim el kebeya. Only between both of them is a kebeya, im ha'shem, with the shomrim. So both these types of shayals, kebeya, kebeya, im estarfi, hani shomrim oik aloi. According to Rashi, the shayals like this. You have over here two items with a shomer. Either you cut it in half, and now you have two halves of an orange, and you need the peels also. All together, this orange is the whole size of the orange is kebeya. I cut it in half. They're sitting next to each other. So after mitzdarif, two foods and two shomerim. Could I do that or not? What's the status? I can't do that because lemaisa shomer A is not protecting shomer B, food B, and shomer B is not protecting food A. Or you have two onions. The shomer not protecting each other.
The huh? Why
does the shomer onion itself? Altogether, altogether, you have kebeya. The shomer is mitzdarif.
How does he get to the case?
Toisus kasha. Oh, toisus kasha here also. So let's see if Tosis has a kasha. Oh, Tosis has a kasha. Look, Tosis is top. Loi shechilk legarmi dok top Tosis. We came to see the limits to Africa. Preach his lair, like I said before. Lohoki nokanami dafka chalka. That's why he said dafka, you split it. Avshnei egoizim. Now it's not like Rashi. Rashi has two onions. Avshnei egoizim. Shnei oichlim shleimim. Pshita the limits to Africa. He says, Elamairi can just, it case was like this. He has, it was a piece of basar with the aura on top of it, with the skin. And I cut it, but the basar is still attached. Just the aura is separate now. That's Tosis' case. Shalom is mitzdarif or not? So very good shmak. We have to have this kasha beautiful, but that's Rashi sheet. The Rashi that touch each other could be mitzdarif. We're going with Rashi. So let's read it inside now. Now we chap the shalom. Very good. We'll see it inside one more time. Rav Oishir shomer orichel shechalko bayle. Keeping the high, since shomer A loy megan a high is not protecting food B. The high loy megan a high loy mitzdarif. So don't like keeping the high megan a day. High megan a day mitzdarif is each protecting itself. It's mitzdarif. So let's try to bring rise to this. Toshma. So the brides that will bring down, I think all of them are going to be ones that we mentioned already before. So be very familiar. But this is the shayla. Are two shayla mitzdarif for each other? It's a new shayla, but we're going to bring the brides that are familiar. Brides that mishnayis that are familiar. Toshima, Rabbi Loz ben Azaria mitayer b'shel pool mitayer b'shel kinnis. So you have it four with the pods. So Loz ben Azaria says that if you touch the pod, it could be transmit tumah. Only if it's a kidney is inside it. Why? Because that's called a shomer. The pool, the bean, does not need a shomer, and therefore it's not considered a shomer. So because I want the pod by the kidneys, I want it to be covered, I want to protect it, but the pool I don't want to protect. So what do you see? So you see over here, so the Gemara is trying to be a raya to the shayla. So Rashi says, kasaka daitach, so shnayim so shabitim, it's star from the kebeyim oichlim shmem. With the vadeim, shabit the echel kebeya. He's saying, we know, we're talking about a shir kebeya here. He says, on one pod, you ever saw like a pod, it's very small. It's not a shir, it's not the size of an egg. So we're probably going to have like three or four attached to each other. And it's working out shomer. And you see the shomer are mitzvah for each other. So for a shalacha now, in this Mishnah Maseches Oxen, that the mitzvah. Amar Rav Acha Brei D'Rava, no. We're talking about a yad over here. B'kulcha m'shem yad. U'may m'shtisha m'tashvishon. It doesn't mean touching it, it means tashvishon. It's using it to hold it around. And therefore it's a yad. If it's a yad, so that's why. It's a yad l'kazayis. It's nothing to do with the shomer mitzdarfim, because the yad is not mitzdarf. Avadi had a shear there, a kebeya, let's say. It's a yad of a kebeya, and that's why it's a kabbal tom. It's a yad, not talking about a shomer. How many to want a shomer with all using tziruf? We're using tziruf, they seek a mitzdarf, all the pods together. But now saying no, it's not working with tziruf, it's working with kelach, and we're working with a stalk that is holding on to it, and it's working out to yad. Now, yeah, so that's raya number one, and we said no, that's just a raya. Let's try bringing another raya. Tashma, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel calls her as Rosh Zareya. This is teaching us the din of shomer. So clearly we're talking about shomer here. We can't say yad. Kederach be'odam mitzien lezuria. Say we learn out from this pasuk that it becomes tamei in the way it's brought out lezuria, which is with its husk, with its peel. Chita b'klipasa, chita with the wheat with its peel. Soer b'klipasa, va'adoshim b'klipasam. So what's the problem? The problem over here is that there's no way that one item of this can mekabel tuma. It's not a shear of a kebeya. Teretz is, you'd be mitzvah of a bunch of things together, right? A bunch of chitin together, a bunch of serim together, a bunch of dash together. All together, it's a shear kebeya. What do you mean? It's his own shomer. So it's a klar araya that you can mitzvah of shomer. Mamma is a klar araya. So the mark of Rachab. And Be'etzem, this is a shukar raya to Rashi in the sugya. And before us, a shukar raya to Rashi, that we're talking about that two things together can be mistarab. Tais really avoids the question. Tais has to say it was all attached. Whatever, it was all attached. So the Gemara, Kedomar Vacham Rei D'Rava, Bekulcha, just like we answered before, that we're talking about a stork, Umashum Yad, he also wants to say a new chiddush here. Hagenem Beshedra Umashum Shomer. Every wheat doesn't grow one wheat per stork. There's a stork, and on a stork could be 20 pieces of wheat. And the has a Shedra. We're talking about that Shedra that we're talking about, and that's going to be transmitting tumah, and that will be the yad. That's what we're talking about. When we say over here in this brisa that chita b'klibasa, sorry b'klibasa, means it's in the kabel tumah through the yad. Hachinami b'shedra. Here's the one shedra umashim shomer, not al tziyad, but al shomer. Just like by kolcha, we said it works al tziyad. Here it's a work al shomer, and FCY it's a shomer in a second. But here means on the stalk we have a bunch of pieces of wheat, and it's protecting the wheat. Mishum Shomer, and it's working out Shomer. And it's all Shir Kebeya. So Mara says, what? Shedra is a Shomer? It doesn't make sense. So Bishlam Ali Yasa, you're right, the top of the Shedra, the wheat there, Tzricha Tati Dasa, needs the bottom wheat, because it's holding it up. So it's Taka Shomer. El Tati Tisa, the bottom wheat on the stalk, might Tzricha Yasa. It doesn't need the top one, so it's not going to be a Shomer. So one row needs each other, so it all becomes one big shomer for each other. Afraid to Gemara Mika Kebeya, there's no size of a kebeya on one row, on something like one circle of wheat, it's not gonna be a shir kebeya. Or me ik kebeya oichlem b'chad daro, one dar. Gemara says, yes. Bechiti the Shimon ben Shetach. In the Gemara in Masechtas Tainis, there's a story with Shimon ben Shetach that the chitim in his days were kishtei kol yashal shara gadol, like two kidneys. It was like the size of kidneys, so very big. So chayach to have a shear. So more hashda aslochi, I can say even better. Chad the chitanami is one chita bechiti shemesh shatach and chitim shemesh shatach. And Tosis speaks out that dashim also kadashim shemesh shatach, also very big. They're like din rizav. They're very big. So bottom line is more cash like this. We had here a braisa that says you have a shomer by a chito or by a doshim, and the kasha was, how does that add up to a kebeya? Where's your tziruv? Teretz is mitzarev two shomer together. So my first try to answer that we're talking about there was a tzirif idea, a shimer of the stalk that's holding everything together. Mara says, no, they don't need each other so much. So my answer is, no, we're talking about that it was fat enough, a fat plump chita or fat plump adashim, lentil, that was so big, it was the size of a kebaya. Something more about Gufa. So at the end of the day, we were not really poshut the shayla of Shnei Shemim. We weren't poshut the shayla, so it's a shayla. Gemara comes into a new sugya now. Gufa. Shnei atzamos, v'aleihem shnei chatzizesim. We have two bones, and on them there are two half zesim of basar. This is the, we had this, this is a tesefta. We have a tesefta from Mechagas Tanakama and Yehuda ben Akusa. There were two atzamos, v'aleihem shnei chatzizesim, two bones, and on it there were two half a zesim of basa, mace, of a human. Vichas Roshayim, Shnayim Beis Labayis, the two ends of the bones went into the house. Vabayis Ma'alav, and there's an oil ha-mace over, it's an oil, not a mace, an oil, a roof over the two bones. Habayis Tomei, even though there's no basa in the house. Why? Because it's over the yad. Yehudim and Akusa, Oymer, Meshim Rav Yaakov, Hei Shnei Atzomis, Arvim L'Kazayis. It's not going to work, because each yad is less than a kazayis, so you need a yad of the kazayis. Or to win a shomer there, like the Gemara said before, two pshat the Gemara before, either it's yad or it's shomer. We'll go with yad right now. So we're saying, the Mechlekes is, do you need a yad the kazayis? Tanakama holds that you don't need a yad the kazayis. Holds like Rav Yechanan. And the Yehudim and Akusa holds like Rav, that you need a kazayis, and therefore it's not going to be Tomei. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara is going to handle now the sugya of yad a little bit. Or we'll see, maybe a sugya of shomer. We'll see. This din that it says a bone is very bedafka. You know, a lot of times basar has hair as well. A basar, like an arm, the skin on the arm, the basar on the arm has hair. And it also has a bone. So, Aron Shlokas, lo yishanu ela etzem, da have a yad. The whole sugya here is only a bone, which could be a yad. Aval nima lo have a yad. But if it be a hair, it will not be considered a yad. You can't hold a bone, a limb by a hair. It'll snap. And therefore it's not a yad. Rabbi Yechonama, I feel nima not a yad. A nima is also a yad. I can slap it this way, that way. Maybe it'll snap, but my said could be a yad. So the Mechlekes says, when we say here, this idea that an etzem, the bone in the house, makes tumma, transmits tumma to the house, is it dafka with a bone or even with a hair? Rabbi Shlokas says, only a bone, not a hair. Rabbi Yechonama says, even a hair. We have here a new case like this. Or sheyesh olav kazayis basar. If you have a piece of skin that has with it a kazayis basar, so it sounds like a little bit of a shomer. The or is definitely a shomer, and this is a mishnah on daf kuf kav dalet omen aleph. So or sheyesh olav kazayis basar. And again, betziv hayetz menu. If you touch. The tziv hayotzimenu. The tziv is the chut basar, a piece of basar sticking out. Uvis se'ira shekenegdai, or here that's keneged the basar. The halach is yotamei. Now, just something to speak out is that there's a difference between a yad and a shomer. There's a chomer. Usually, shomer is more chomer. Why? Because it's bestar. But there's a chomer of yad over a shomer. Shomer only transmits tumma if you touch the shomer connected the basar. But if you touch the shomer not connected the basar, then it won't be considered, it won't become transmit tumma or become tummy that way.
Yitma won't tell you that?
No, Yitma is telling you only connected, only if it's connected. I think that's Lashon HaBrayis even. Yochan gave connected basar me'achayrov. Lo yitame, it's clear, me'achayrov. It has to be only connected. Only if it's connected the basa. That's halacha. So here it says, "Arishus of Gzayis basa." Again, but tziv hayetzimenu uves se'ira shekenegdoi is tummy. Because though that pastor is, we're not sure what it means. It sounds like it's tummy. So my lav mushum yad. Maybe it would be yad, and then you have to say connected is lav dafka, like Rashi says. If you look at the fourth line, wide line Rashi, my lav maybe that the nima mushum yad. It's right to Rabbi Yechonon, and Rashi says v'shekenegdoi lav dafka because by yad you don't need connected. So my lav isn't the here, Tomei Altziyad, it's a kash on Rosh Lakish. So, no, the here is part of the Shomer. It's also protecting. That here is protecting. You can't have a Shomer, the skin is the Shomer. How could the here be a Shomer? So, the here bores a hole through the skin to the basar, and it's protecting the basar because it goes through. It means all skin is not like the here is on the surface of the skin, it goes through the skin to the basar. So therefore, Rav Shlokas answers, we're talking about a shomer here. Maslo v'achav Yaakov el miyata tefillin hech kasif vinon. How do you write tefillin on a piece of parchment? Habina ksiva tama. You can't have any holes in the parchment because then it's not a complete ksiva. There's a hole in between the two letters. V'leka, it's not being ksiva tama. So tomorrow, no, it's the mitzvah hodama marava kol nekev. Any hole in a parchment shadiyoy oivar lov. If the ink goes over it and without getting punctured, ain't a nekev. That's not called a nekev. It means if it's such a small hole that the ink goes right over it, it's not a problem. So you're right, it's mechalcha, but such a small hole doesn't shter the parchment. So avada, the teretz is, teretz number one of Roslakas on this mishnah is, that's al shomer, not al yad, because such thing as a yad by Nima according to Roslakas. The ba'is and another teretz is kumus shem yad. You're right, it's because of yad. Eloi says in a certain answer that we're talking about a whole group of hairs. A whole group of hairs. They were talking about fibers, a whole group of fibers. Hakanaim benima here by here, Shabena Neiman, whole group of hairs. It was a whole, you touch a whole group of hairs. That everyone agrees could be a yad. Why? Because it's so strong, I could slap it around because it's a whole cluster of hairs. Where is Eloi said his halacha? Ahoy. That says, Maloi Shiva Shabalim. The hair that comes out of a shabalim, comes out of the stalks, Rashi Zokin Elyon, Shoshabalis, the Zokin Elyon of a stalk of wheat, metamim, umetamim, which means it could transmit tumah and becomes tumah. But ain't a mitzdarfim, because it's not mitzdarf. So the Gemara asked on that halacha, Meloi, it's a Mishnah Uksan actually, so Gemara asked, Meloi Lamai Chazi, what is a Zokin worth? Not worth much. A whole group of here is that's enough to be called a yad. So that's the first lashon of Machlekes Riechon and Rishlakish. And the Machlekes is like this. The Machlekes is by Nima Achas. Everyone agrees a full fledged handful of Nimim is called a yad. Nima Achas, according to Rishlakish, is not a yad. According to Riechon, is a yad. And there is a tzad also that the Nima is considered a shimer. If you want Tarot to the Gemara, the Nima will call a shimer according to Rishlakish. Lishtachrina. Another verse of Chazir Shlakish, like this. If you see from the Gemara, Shaka Tari, a different way of learning. Amri La, Hachanam Estavra, the Meshum, Shomer. It starts like this. The Avada, we started off with the Nima, and Shlakish said, Nima is no such thing as a Yad, and even a whole cluster of Nima, maybe, the Fetus Lashon. Shlakish said, even a cluster of Nima is nothing. So Rabbi Yechonah asked Shlakish Akasha, says it's Sire Shekinegda. So he answered, someone has Shimer. So listen to Achrina, Amri lo, how can I establish Shem Shimer? This is Akadam Shem Yad, Nima Achas to my Chazi. And he brings a Rai, he says, here to a Sire Achas, it's one Sire. So I asked Akasha, Rabbi Yechonah, if it's talking about not talking about Shimer, what's one Nima worth? So the Mark, Dom Rav Eloi, Bem Eloi Shem Eloi, I'm talking about a whole cluster of here. Hachinam, Nima Shem Nima. So Lafidus Lashon like this, that he holds that Menim Harbe Rishlakish holds also is not a yad, and we ask from here that and here Rabbi Yochanan asked on Rishlakish from this Mishnah that says Sarah Shekinegda, and he answered that there it's because of Shomer, and he says it has to be Shomer because if it's from Shum Yad, it sounds like one Nima, and there even you agree that it can't be a yad. So the Gemara answers, no, it means a nima shebein a nimim. Like Rav Eloi said as a halacha, meloi shebein a meloi. How can I have a nima shebein a nimim? Ve'ech et bad Rav Eloi. Ahod et nan, a meloi shebein a shebein a metamim metamim. A whole cluster of zokein hashebeilis is metamim metamim. Ve'eim et starfin. Ve'eim et starfin. Lamai, meloi lamai chazi. What's that chazi for that's considered a yad? What's a chazi for? Rav Eloi, meloi shebein a meloi, a whole handful of zokein. So it comes out, this lashon, even Rosh Lakish, even Rabbi Yochanan rather, agrees that Nima Achas is not a Yad, only a whole group of Nimin. So Homa Chalekis is by a whole group of Nimin. And Darius Shlakish says, no, it's also nothing. The only way a hair could be something is a Shomer. It cannot be a Yad. Even a group, in a whole handful of it, cannot be. So that's the second Lashon is different. The difference in the second Lashon is, if your first Lashon Chalekis is by Nima Achas, and Rosh Lakish is masking by Mali Nimin, a whole Nimin. If your second Lashon, Machalekis is by Mali Nimin. Everyone agrees that Nima Achas is nothing. Machalekis is by Mali Nimin, that's where the Machalekis is. And Betzem, the next Gemara, Vika the Masla, is very similar to this Gemara. Just we're out of time, so we have to stop here. But it's Kedai to have this Gemara clear, because next Gemara is almost a repeat on Daf Kuv Chav. Whatever, it's a different angle, but it's a very similar Gemara, the first Gemara on Daf Kuv Chav. Now we'll see that tomorrow, Shir, Metz Hashem.